Hello. Hello, is Leila Oberweider?
May I ask who's speaking?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed,
African
inclusive?
American.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
100%.
Between definitely and probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. What is your age?
I'm in my 50s.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not... Thank you. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely,
Very
or...
closely.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Give me those choices again.
A very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what you blame the most? At the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate price gouging and greed, the Biden administration and their policies, the COVID pandemic, or Republicans in Congress?
Big business.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is making college more affordable.
5.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected.
20.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Improving K-12 education.
10.
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
20. 10.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit here. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
You get to somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job?
Yeah, approve.
Is that a strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
With that rating system, is there a negative? Negative 100?
It's from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court.
I hate them too. 10.
Mitch McConnell.
Negative 100. Zero.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
Eighty.
Kamala Harris.
80.
Black Lives Matter.
70.
Joe Biden.
80.
Cornel West.
Shish. 50.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden? If undecided, please just let me know.
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I would never vote for Donald Trump. Joe Biden, like, what?
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. Now, how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Worried.
Is that a somewhat worried or very worried?
Somewhat, because in some places they could do what they want and it's not going to work out for them.
Thank you. Before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few questions to go, though, so please bear with me. Now, suppose there were two different candidates running for office. All other things being equal, please tell me which candidate you are more likely to support. Candidate A, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight to make healthcare more affordable, relieve student debt, make wealthy pay their fair share in taxes, and invest in creating more manufacturing and construction jobs and grow the economy, or candidate B, who says that if elected to the U.S. Senate, they will fight against racism and discrimination in America, protect voting rights, stop Republicans from trying to rig elections, stop banning books on slavery, and reform policing to outlaw racial profiling and hold black cops accountable. All other things being equal, are you more likely to support candidate A, who is focused on jobs and affordability, or candidate B, who is focused on fighting discrimination and protecting the right to vote?
B. My people fought a long, hard battle to get that stuff.
And is that a somewhat more candidate B or much more candidate B?
Much more candidate B.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
And is that a yes a lot, yes some, or only a little?
A lot.
Thank you. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More.
Thank you. And is that a much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Somewhat more favorable.
Thank you. Now, I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in this in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. The first one is invested nearly $6 billion to support historically black colleges and universities. How important an accomplishment is that to you?
That's important.
And is that very important or somewhat important?
It's very important.
Thank you. The next one is cap the price of insulin at $35 per month for Medicare and Medicaid.
He did that?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm very impressed with that.
So how important is that of an accomplishment to you?
That's important. Diabetes is an epidemic in America. That's important.
Very important.
Very important. Very important.
Thank you. Ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers.
Say that again.
Ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants for federal officers.
That's important. That's very important.
Thank you. Invested $50 billion to stabilize the child care industry and keep child care centers open.
That's very important.
A third of the judges appointed to the federal bench are African American, the most ever.
That's very important.
Thank you very much. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again. Do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
And is that a somewhat approve and or strongly approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, we're right around the corner of finishing the survey, but now I'm going to read you.
Girl, this is long.
Yes,
real
I know.
Long.
But I thank you for your time. I know you have to be very patient for this one. Now, I'm going to read you some reasons authors have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is a very convincing reason to vote. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason to, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate telling of the history of slavery and racism in this country. They are trying to erase our story from American history. If they erase our history, we learn nothing from the horrors and mistakes American history and are at a mistake of the American history and are at risk of repeating it. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future in order to emphasize the contributions and importance of all of us. Regardless of race, we must vote for it.
I strongly agree. 10.
And the next one is, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. In the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, limited the rights of same-sex couples, and rejected student loan forgiveness. The Supreme Court has real impact on our lives, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights.
10.
Thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now to please rate once again your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November. Thank you. And what stood out the most to you from the arguments you just heard?
I didn't know that they struck down part of the Voting Rights Act. That pissed me off.
Okay, thank you very much. They struck down. I have to type in your answer, so please bear with me for a couple of minutes.
The Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act. That pissed me off because I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. So the Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act, and that pissed me off.
In a big way. Add that part. In a big way.
In a big way. Thank you. So now we have the Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act, and that pissed me off in a big way.
That's it.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you that way. The first one is door knocks. Yes or no?
I didn't understand the last thing. That last part, I didn't understand what you were saying.
Door knocks.
What about them?
let me read again the statement. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any campaigns contacting you that way. The first one is door knocks.
Yes.
Radio ads.
Yes.
Phone calls.
Yes.
TV ads?
Too many.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Social media or internet ads?
No.
Someone canvassing neighborhood?
Yes.
Mailers?
Yes.
Text messages?
I think I did get a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now we're going to switch gears for the last time. These last few questions are just for statistical purposes only.
Are they the last few questions? Because, girl.
we're there. We're almost there. I promise you. 92%. I promise you. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
4 years of college.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Give me the choices again.
Nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all.
Less than half.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
And finally, were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. And that was the last question. So I thank you very much for your participation and your patience. I know this was a long one.
I know you have a hard time making people stay on here. I know people hang up on you, don't they?
Yeah. Sometimes, most of the time, I would say.
I didn't want to do that to you.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Well, okay. Have a wonderful day.
Who did this survey? Who are you calling from?
Well, we're an independent research company, and as for who paid it for, we're not told, so we don't influence anyone's opinions. Yeah.
But who sponsored it?
Yeah, we're not told, even if I wanted to. I don't know.
So you're just cold calling people, asking them all of this stuff and not saying who's answering the question?
Yeah, well, all of the numbers are randomly generated from computer voter databases, actually. So we don't know.
How did you get my number?
From a computer who generated the numbers randomly. From voter database in your area.
Is it in the United States?
Yes. The research company is located in Miami. Mm-hmm.
You do have my...
I'm sorry? You got off. You got off for a few seconds.
Do you have my name?
Oh, well, you can rest assured that once we hang up, your information will be removed, so don't worry about that.
No, I'm asking you, do you have my name?
Oh, well, I just think it is for the prompt only.
No, I asked you, do you have my name?
Your name?
Yeah, my name doesn't come up, does it?
Oh, it's just for the prompt for us, but your answers are confidential.
Well, how did you get my name?
I just think that because the numbers are randomly generated from voter databases in your area, I think that was attached there, but it is not always attached. I've had many calls where the people picking up is not the same one on the prompt.
Well, I know what. Since you can't tell me so much,
yeah,
nobody better not call and keep you on the phone this long again and not be able to tell me nothing.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that. But yeah, right. We're not told much, so we don't influence anyone's opinion. Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. I mean...